HarperCollins presents The Theory of Everything Else, A Voyage into the World of the Weird. Written and read by Dan Schreiber, including an exclusive conversation between me and my guests, Jamie Morton of My Dad Wrote a Porno, Ella Alshamahi, TV presenter and paleoanthropologist, and Craig Glenday, the editor-in-chief of the Guinness World Records. This book opens with a quote. What if a chicken is an egg's way of making more eggs? Anonymous. For Finella, Wilf, Ted, and Littlest Foot, my four favorite weirdos. Ford, the rough corner. There is a concept practiced by Zen gardeners called the rough corner. The idea being that somewhere in every beautifully tended garden, there should remain a patch of land left completely untouched, growing wild and chaotic, so as to remind the gardener of how the universe intended it to look. I believe we should all be cultivating a healthy rough corner in our minds, a small nook at the back of the brain that ensures we never fail to get goosebumps when we're told a mad-as-hell idea, no matter how batshit it may be. It's important to keep this rough corner ragged and free to grow as nature intended, because great things have been achieved by those who believe in weird ideas. Disclaimer, a warning. The author of this work does not accept responsibility for any overgrown rough corners the listener might end up cultivating as a result of listening to this book. All the theories in this book want you to believe in them. Don't even think of it. Read up on them? Yes. Discuss them with your friends? Definitely. Sit back and let the ideas alter your universe for just a few seconds? Absolutely. But for God's sake, don't believe in a single one of them. However, I know it's not up to me what you'll make of all of these theories, no matter how much I warn you against them. Any idea you connect with that helps make sense of your place in this universe can develop into an unstoppable force. To some extent, all of these theories are alive. At least, that's certainly the impression they give. They've been translated into multiple languages and are at this very moment being discussed at breakfast tables and dinner parties around the world. They crop up in innumerable school classrooms, are debated by the finest minds in the world's leading universities, and have become the all-consuming obsession of amateur sleuths. They have their own websites, social media accounts, and Netflix specials. One has even done so well that it has its very own soundtrack, written and performed by Stevie Wonder. They're all incredibly successful at being talked about and will do their absolute best to make you think that they're true. But please remember, this isn't a book of facts. It is a book of facts, in inverted commas. None of the theories in this book are true. Well, not yet, anyway. They're just ideas, speculations, beliefs, and claims begging to be accepted as truths. So, should you walk away at the end of this book believing that the only reason we became the dominant species on this planet is because predators found us too smelly to eat? Or that the living descendants of Christ are a family of garlic farmers living in Japan? Or that office plants should be employed as police detectives? Well, that's on you. Introduction. Hello from the Odder Side. In 1956, archaeologist George Michanowski was plodding his way through a remote region of the Bolivian bush when he stumbled upon a group of locals partaking in a festival of dance, drink, and general debauchery, code word, orgies. After making some inquiries, Michanowski learnt that this was an annual event, and that every year, for thousands of years now, whole communities from hundreds of miles away would gather together to celebrate. Celebrate what? Asked the archaeologist. Can't remember, replied the Bolivians. Somewhere along the line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?